Isn't the Bible full of contradictions? Hi, Kelvin Smith here, and welcome to Creation Basics, where our goal is to make God's creation part of your everyday conversation. Today's question, isn't the Bible full of contradictions? Now, if you've actually witnessed for Christ, it's not going to take long before you hear those words, right? How can you believe a book that's full of contradictions? But are you prepared to give an answer? You know, perhaps you've heard one of the pat claims, things like, well, the Bible says the sun moves around the earth, or the Bible calls a bat a bird, you know, these kinds of things. Well, towards the end, I'm going to recommend and link a book that can help. But let's dig into some of these, some answers here and that hopefully will help you out. Aside from the claim of contradictions, most objections to the Bible aren't actually problems at all from a logical perspective. For example, suppose that someone claims, well, you know, the Bible can't be trusted because it contains accounts of miracles, and miracles are clearly impossible. You see, this argument isn't rationally sound because it begs the question. Clearly, an all-powerful God, as described in the Bible, would be capable of doing miracles. So if they're merely assuming that miracles are impossible, well, the critics already dismiss the possibility that the Bible is true. That's called a circular argument. The Bible's false because the Bible's false. See, if the Bible is true, then obviously an all-powerful God can make the sun go backwards, walk on water, make a donkey talk, and you know, raise people from the dead. These things may seem to be counterintuitive, but they're not illogical. But of course, contradictions are different. If the Bible were to assert a particular claim and also assert a contrary claim, clearly they can't be both true at the same time. Something can't be A and not A simultaneously in logic. That denies the law of non-contradiction, which is basically logical suicide. So unlike mere subjective opinions about what's plausible, the claim that the Bible contains contradictions is a real challenge and one that Christians should take seriously. Because it says in the Bible that God is not a man that he should lie, and that God inspired the very words of the Bible. So if there are contradictions in the Bible, and contradictions are lies, well, then the Bible isn't true. But what constitutes a contradiction? You see, most alleged biblical contradictions aren't even apparent contradictions because there's no necessary conflict between the two propositions. For example, the statements, Jesus is descended from Adam, and Jesus is descended from Noah. Well, they're not contradictory, since both are true. The law of non-contradiction states that a contradiction cannot be true. It's impossible to have A and not A at the same time in the same relationship. It's the last part of this definition that's crucially important. Obviously, A and not A could be true at different times. And this resolves a number of alleged biblical contradictions you'll hear from people. They could even be true at the same time if the relationship is different. So many alleged contradictions, they just take verses out of context. For example, the Bible refers to sunrise and sunset. So some critics claim that it teaches that the sun goes around the earth. But clearly the Bible is using the language of appearance, describing a phenomenon as it appears from a human perspective. And we do this, these types of things almost every day. After all, even scientists refer to sunrise and sunset, although they know that the sun is not actually moving around the earth. I mean, how many, you know, people freak out when they watch the weatherman tell them that the sunrise and sunset will happen and accuse them, you know, of being some kind of science denier? We hear all of these things, sometimes from critics. Now some skeptics also frequently quote a flawed translation when claiming a contradiction. For example, in Leviticus 11, 13 to 19, we find words like these in our English translations. And these you shall regard as an abomination among the birds, they shall not be eaten. They are an abomination, the eagle and the bat. Now, understand that the translation process isn't infallible. So what did the original Hebrew authors intend? The Hebrew word translated bird actually means fowl or winged creature. Of course, bats are winged creatures, so there's no contradiction. So, is the Bible full of contradictions? No. God's word is perfect and cannot contradict itself. But our enemy wants people to doubt or dismiss God's word on any flimsy basis, so he's going to constantly attack its validity. So for more help in this area, check out the book Demolishing Supposed Bible Contradictions. It'll equip you to stand firm and give you answers to questions. It gives these brief, easy to understand answers to more than 40 supposed contradictions that skeptics commonly claim in their attacks.